Ready for some high-flying trivia? For episode 262 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast, we have aircraft trivia. If you're new to the show, welcome. Every week we have 30 trivia questions on a different topic. We're winding down our fifth season, so there's lots of other episodes to listen to. If you need rules or scorecards, visit dorkygeekynerdy.com. And with that, let's board the plane and take off. The Dorky Round. Number 1. What pair are credited with the first sustained and controlled heavier-than-air powered flight? The Wright brothers. Their plane, the Wright Flyer, flew a whopping 120 feet. Number 2. First produced in 1967, what is the best-selling aircraft in the world today? The Boeing 737. Over 10,000 have been produced, and Boeing has a backlog of over 4,000 orders for more. Number 3. Who was the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic Ocean? Amelia Earhart. Number 4. Who was the first person to fly solo across the Atlantic from New York to Paris? Charles Lindbergh. The flight took over 33 hours. Number 5. Contrails behind a plane are mostly made of what? Frozen crystallized water vapor. If your crazy uncle insists it's something nefarious, it might be time to send him home. Number 6. Who was the first person to break the sound barrier? Chuck Yeager. Number 7. The title aircraft in what 1980s action series was played by a Bell 222 helicopter? Airwolf. Number 8. Operating from 1981 to 2011 and officially known as the Space Transportation System, or STS, what vehicle launches like a rocket but lands like a glider? The Space Shuttle. Number 9. What rigid airship infamously caught fire and killed 36 people on May 6, 1937? The Hindenburg. Surprisingly, 2/3 of the people on the aircraft survived. Number 10. What was the name of the plane Lindbergh used in his historic flight? The Spirit of St. Louis. Oddly enough, the aircraft was built in San Diego, California. The Geeky Round. Number 1. What is the largest passenger plane? The Airbus A380. It first flew in 2005, and the last one built was in 2021. Number 2. In 2009, Boeing introduced what plane, whose frame was made mostly from composite materials. The Boeing 787, or the Dreamliner. Number 3, in the U.S., what is the busiest air travel day of the year? The Sunday after Thanksgiving. That's followed by the Wednesday and Friday before Thanksgiving. In fact, the top 15 days to travel by air are all around that holiday. Number 4. What eccentric aviation pioneer was the model for Marvel's Tony Stark? Howard Hughes. Number 5. Currently on display in McMinnville, Oregon, what's the Hughes H-4 Hercules better known as? The Spruce Goose. It's actually made mostly from birch. Number 6. A joint British-French collaboration, what supersonic passenger jet operated from 1969 to 2003. The Concorde. Number 7. What U.S. Navy fighter jet was the star of the 1986 film Top Gun? The F-14 Tomcat. Number 8. The Harrier jet is a VTOL type of plane. What does VTOL stand for? Vertical takeoff and landing. Number 9. Using flapping wings instead of propellers, what aircraft was used in the Dune books and movies? The Ornithopter. Number 10. The Montgolfier brothers first demonstrated what on September 19th, 1783? A hot air balloon flight. In attendance were King Louis XVI and Queen Marie Antoinette. The Nerdy Round. Number 1. What are the 4 forces of flight? Lift, thrust, drag, and weight. Number 2. What is the largest aircraft in the world? The Antonov An-225. This Russian-built plane is almost as long and as wide as a football field. Number 3. What is the fastest plane in the world? The SR-71 Blackbird. It flew 2,193 miles per hour. It's held the record for 40 years. Number 4. In 1986, a plane called Voyager was the first to do what? Fly around the world without refueling or landing. Number 5. According to FAA rules, how quickly must a plane be evacuated? The plane must be able to be completely evacuated in 90 seconds. So, pay attention to where your exits are. Number 6. While China, India, Italy, Japan, and the UK have 2 each, the United States has 11 of what? Aircraft carriers. The first was the USS Langley, and the most recent, the USS John F. Kennedy, will launch in 2025. Number 7. Born in Russia, what pioneer designed the first viable American helicopter and the first mass-produced helicopter in the world? Igor Sikorsky. The company he founded is still around today. Number 8. Luke Skywalker claimed to be able to bullseye womp rats in what aircraft? His T-16. Number 9. Lieutenant Thomas Selfridge earned what ignominious distinction on September 17th, 1908? He became the first airplane crash fatality. Number 10. Officially known as the Bell UH-1 Iroquois, thousands of what helicopter saw action over Vietnam in the 1950s, 60s, and 70s? The Huey. Over 16,000 were produced, and many are still in use today. And we're taxiing in after landing. How'd you do? Hopefully, you can listen to this one with your kids and teach them something. Or maybe they did better than the adults. I'll be back next week with another 30 questions. Here's a clue to ponder in the meantime. What sci-fi book series kicked off as a serialized story starting in 1963 and was published as a novel in 1965. This one has been on my brainstorm sheet since I first conceived the show in 2019. It's about time I did this one. See you back here next Wednesday. This was episode 262 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. If you'd like to help support the show, become a patron at patreon.com/dorkygeekynerdy. The theme music was provided by Jason Shaw of audionautics.com. This podcast is written, produced, and hosted by me, Brian Rollins. Come find out what else I'm getting up to at thevoicesinmyhead.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
When a U.S. expedition is attacked, 3 survivors, a professor, her student, and a soldier are saved by a mysterious vessel, the Namtsev, The enigmatic Captain Nikto elects to keep the captives aboard, requiring each of their skills for his daring pursuits. But as evidence of a rogue submarine alerts the world's navies, the captives must work together to avoid annihilation. 20,000 Kilos Under the Sea is a fast-paced adventure thriller that's described as the classic Disney adventure meets The Hunt for Red October. 20,000 Kilos Under the Sea, a modern retelling of the Jules Verne classic, written by Richard Wycliffe and narrated by Brian Rollins. Available right now on Audible or iTunes. Discover adventure and madness beneath the waves.